Roblox's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. If you're a mompreneur in business already, or just contemplating if launching a business is your next step, the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show is made just for you. Host Sina Block is an ex-corporate success story of a self-made mom entrepreneur who started her business, SaneSpaces.com, while working part-time around her young kids' busy schedules. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success. Struggling with a mompreneur challenge? Call in live on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and get personal coaching from Sina. 646-595-3163. And now, it's time for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with your host, Sina Block.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we're here week after week with fabulous shows breaking those myths that mompreneurs just, you know, dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. And today we're going to be hearing from Sina Block. And the life of a mompreneur being what it is, she had something come up, so she wound up taping today's segment. So we'll be hearing from her and then hearing from our great sponsors. But get your pens ready. Mine is, because she's going to be talking about how to create those irresistible free offers. You know, you see them pop up on your computer all the time, but what is that thing that makes you click on that ad? And that's what Sina's talking about today. So,
well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. I am Sina Block, your host and founder of SaneSpaces.com and the creator of Time and Space Style Inventory, and I want to welcome you to our show today. And we are starting a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and it is about, you know, how, when, why, where, and who to create free offers for. What are free offers all about in business? Why are they important? When are they important? And how do you design one that actually delivers and meets the needs of what a free offer is there for? So that's what our show is about today. I am pre-recording the show because as you listen, I will be helping my sister pack and move to her new destination, so I will not be with you live, but this recording will do the trick, and it's just another way I manage my business and the ins and outs of my life, and I'm very thankful for, you know, certain types of systems that I have in place that allow me to do this. So I'm always working with my clients to consistently allow them to have flexibility in their lives so they can respond to the things that they need to respond to and be present for their families and their lives. And, you know, I'm really, really happy that I'm able to do this and want to thank you, Dori, for making this opportunity available to me. So here we go. What is this magic and what is the reason behind your irresistible free offer? First of all, what are they? So free offers are anything that you have on your website or anything that you have in no matter what industry you belong, this is an opportunity for you to make an overture or a gesture to a potential prospect to reach out and allow visitors or new people who might be interested in what you have to say to get a little bit of a sampling or a free taste of something that you offer. Typically, free offers really are varied and numerous, and we're going to talk about all different kinds of free offers and what might appeal to you. But first things first, when you clarify your business and you realize what you're doing and who you're doing it for, and when you start your business, you really want to, and I say this all the time, I come back to this, you really need to understand specifically your ideal client. Because without really understanding who your ideal client is or who your visitors are that may come to your website or those that you can best serve, it's really hard to have a compelling free offer these days that would really invite people to exchange their email address. So let's face it. tons and tons of people out there in the world, lots and lots of small business owners. Everybody wants to email market people. And the industry is pretty saturated. I mean, with a simple Google search, you can come up with an awful lot of leads and an awful lot of information. And so your free offer is something that is going to compel someone else, a visitor, a prospect, someone you meet at an event, a networking connection, a potential client, a pipeline partner, any of those words that you've heard or used, all of those are possible connections that would be interested in your free offer. So that's why, to make a compelling free offer, you really need to be mindful of what your audience is dealing with, what they typically struggle with, where their struggle is and where their pain is, so that you can create something that they would have no problem exchanging their email address for. For instance, if people come to your website and they're a certain demographic or they're a certain something, you can get lots of information about your particular audience. But I always invite people that I work with to focus in on, what are they looking for? Because people will search their pain before they're going to search their solution. So that's something that I always want you to keep in mind as you're building your business and as you're focusing in on getting clear on your marketing message and getting your keywords out there. You need to be aware that people are going to come and look for, on the web, typically 9 times out of 10, they're going to look for their problem first, and then they may look for a solution to their problem. So if, let's take a typical thing that might be something compelling to me. People struggle with time management, and they struggle with systems, and they struggle with getting it all done. So they may search those terms, manage my time better, or time management hacks, or whatever, over planning, because planning is a solution to time management, but they aren't in that yet. They usually resonate in their pain or struggle. So this is a distinction that, you know, I always want you to be thinking about with your business, that it's not that we focus on the negative in our marketing. It's just that we connect with people based on their need. And for the most part, when you're in need, you're really focused on what's not working. So first things first, to create a compelling offer, really understand your audience and look at your audience from the standpoint of what they're struggling with that you can help, what their pain point is that you can heal, what their disaster is that you can deliver them from, whatever that is. So, and also realize that in your free offer, that this will become part of what I consider your pillar content, your core content, things that really distinguish you in the industry, in your area of expertise and support, and will step you closer to your niche. Now, we've talked about your clients, we've talked about niching and all those things on past episodes. So this is how you deliver to that niche and really differentiate yourself. And what you want to do with this free offer is really realize that this is part of your marketing plan. This is part of your marketing system. This is one segment that will continue to deliver you fresh new people who might be interested in what you have to offer. So those are the pieces. It's not something separate from. And I think this distinction is really important, because I know when I started into this, this whole business of coaching, I had all these wonderful, valuable things that I had already created in my first transition to my business, which was organizing. And I kept trying to push all these things that I already had created because, you know, let's face it, it takes a long time to create new things and hire graphic artists and do things, and money and time are always things that we have to balance as business owners. So for me, I know I tried to take, you know, the metaphor is something off my shelf that I had already created and offered as a free offer, and it was okay. It was great because I produced good stuff, but it wasn't so compelling to my ideal clients. The closer I got to my ideal clients and the closer I understood it, then I could create something that was part of the plan. So right now, if you sign up for my list at this moment in time, in mid-October 2015, you not only get a video training series of my core content, you also get downloadable planning tools and so forth. But it's a part of this whole process and the thing that we talked about last show, which was your funnel. Okay, so your free offer has to be part of your marketing plan, and you need to give it some thought. This is something that I see a lot of entrepreneurs just throwing out there and trying to check off their list and get done. And okay, so it's done, but is it really aligned with your message? Does it deliver your core content? Does it serve to push people a little bit further down the pipeline of being interested in, you know, talking with you and working with you? Because if they're not getting further and closer, then your IFO, your irresistible free offer, or your VFO, your valuable free offer, is really not doing the heavy lifting that it's intended to do. It's kind of intended to be a gatherer of many people who might be interested in you and deliver a valuable service of core content that really puts you out there and starts the conversation with your client. The conversation that at the end of that conversation, we're hoping that this prospect becomes a client or a customer. We're hoping that this person becomes a pipeline partner, a lead generator for you, or a powerful networking person. So every time you touch the customer, every time you touch the client, this is kind of your first step. Okay, so now that we have an understanding, a basic understanding of what an IFO or a VFO is, or just free offer, whatever you want to call it, is totally fine. It's really the thing that you would attach to your email list generator, and it gathers those emails for you. So let's talk a little bit about the key aspects of a free offer. And, you know, what is important about a free offer? So I have six aspects that I'm going to go through with you if you're taking notes. And so, you know, you can understand what these aspects are. First of all, the free offer is your opportunity to build credibility and show off who you are, show off your expertise. So you, if you know that you're expert on a certain topic, you know, you want to put it out there as your expertise. Let's face it, how many times have you given your email to someone and gotten something that was just like, well, that was kind of a joke, and then immediately unsubscribed? That is not what you want to do. You want to make sure that you create something that really helps to showcase your expertise. Now, that's the first piece. The second aspect is you don't want to give everything away because you want people to come back for more, and you want to continue to have them move down that engagement pipeline. And so it may seem as though, you know, this is the antithesis of showcasing, but it's really not. See, what you want to do is you want to focus your IFO on the what is important and the why it is important about your solution or your approach or your topic or your system or your program or your advice. So when you showcase your expertise, you want to focus specifically in the free offer on the what and the why. And there's plenty to work with there, no question. But you want to retain the how for when they contact you and say, I want to work with you, because you have the how in your expertise, and the how will be delivered when they hire you. So the third aspect is that you want to be able, when you create your free offer, that you have some way to share your story. Now, I've had lots of interviews with people and marketing gurus and business coaches and all kinds of people who talk about your story and how compelling it is. And I have to tell you that this is one of the things that I work with people one-on-one. And it seems a little bit raw. It seems a little bit exposed to some of my clients. I'm like, I gotta tell my story of how I got here and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's it can be confrontational for people if you're in your own business to talk about your story, you know, your backstory, who you are, how you got here, why you feel compelled to do what you're doing now in your business. But let me tell you what, story sells. And story sells, that's the final result, but what story does truly is it connects. It connects heart to heart with your prospects. It connects heart to heart with the people who are following you, and it connects you at a very, very basic, I would say, spiritual and value level, where you share your story and other people respond to that story. Now, just as attractive as a story can be to your ideal client because they can identify with you, it can be repelling to others, which may sound bad, but truly it's a good thing. Because as you build your list and you build your faithful followers and you continue to be unique and be yourself and continue to draw people into your way of doing things, your credibility, your clout increases. It expands. It becomes abundant. And you become the go-to person so that further down the line, when they're thinking and when they're ready to make a buy decision and a sell decision, you will be the top on their mind. And this is how it works. And the reason I say it with such conviction and passion is because I've seen it happen for myself. So your third key aspect that you need to weave into your free offer is your story, your backstory, your big why, what's important to you about doing what you do, how you got there, why you've chosen to continue to work with people in the way you're working, why you've chosen this particular aspect. And if you don't believe me, and those people who are listening, some of you I'm sure have been to a direct marketing, a direct sales gathering, because most of our listeners are women, most of them are moms. So if you've ever been to any kind of home party, just dress it up, the candles, the makeup, the jewelry, the kitchen goods, whatever the product has been, every single time you go to one of those events, you will hear the salesperson, who is a direct marketing person representing the product. What do? They share their story. They talk about how they got there. And it is there, if you break it down into the systematic flow of a sales conversation, it's their story they're sharing to connect to somebody in that room so that what? They can fill their pipeline, increase their sales, but often invite people into their own group of people and their own downline. They're always looking for more salespeople, and that's one of the ways they get it, and they do that. So I think it's really important. Sometimes this is difficult if you're brand new in your business and you're not 100% comfortable claiming and declaring what it is that you do, but sharing your story within your free offer is a very, very critical aspect. One other aspect is that you want to use your free offer to position yourself and position what you do within that free offer. So you're constantly coming back to seeding your list. And when you give that offer and you deliver the content, make sure you're calling attention between the gap where people are, your prospect, your ideal client comes in and has a struggle. You want to call attention to that gap and where they are and where they want to be, and then you want to be clear that they're in a position that you can help them with, okay? And therefore, you become the bridge, you become the next step, you become the compelling next action is, oh my gosh, I have to reach out to Cena and work with her because I connect with her, she understands where I am, and she's past that part now, and she has learned from where she was, and she can help guide me. Because a lot of people are just looking to be guided. Most people in business, and any time you're confronting anything and you're looking outside of yourself, you're looking for one of five things, and I learned this from the great Christine Kane. There are five places that people look for support and help. The first thing they want is permission from you. And so they're in an aspect where they either don't give themselves permission or don't think they have permission, so they look outside for it. They also look for perfection. A lot of us wait and don't do because we're looking to make sure it's perfect. And trust me, I was hung in this for a long, long time. Some people are looking to be rescued, frankly. They're in that place of complete overwhelm. The metaphor is your hands are up in the air and you're just spinning and you're looking for rescue. Some people want certainty, so they're in a place of need, but they won't do anything until they're certain of that next thing. And the fifth thing that people are looking for is discovery. You know, oh, if only the right superhero comes in here and rescues me and discovers me, then everything will be different. So remember that in these aspects of your free offer, you want to always be positioning yourself as the person who can answer the need and answer the call, which is why it's important to give this free offer some think time and some development time. Okay. The fifth aspect you want to make sure you do in your free offer is to offer the next step. What do they have to do? Once you have looked at that gap between where they are and where they want to be, you need to say, here is your very next step. Now, that doesn't mean you're giving away the farm. This could be what you want them to do next. So make sure in your free offer they know exactly what the next step is. And we call that in my coaching practice, we call that your call to action. Anytime you do a marketing piece, anytime you do a blog post, you want to make sure that you have a call to action. Because you want to move people to action. You want people to take that next action, whatever that is. Pick up the phone, give me a call, fill out this form, check this list, leave a comment below. Whatever that is, give them the next step. And above all else, with free offers, the sixth key aspect is keep your offer simple. Now, this is sometimes hard. Simplicity. To get too simple can sometimes be tricky because you have to think it through. How is it going to be delivered? Where is the free offer going to live? Is it a PDF? Is it a recording? Is it a meditation? Is it a video? How am I going to deliver it? What's the delivery system that it's going to get to this person? And before that, how am I going to get their email in exchange for it? So remember that you have to think this through in terms of the exchange. I work with my clients all the time on these aspects, and it's really not until you're at the go line with your free offer that this starts to become true for you. You'll see that you'll go, okay, I've got this great free offer. I'm going to make this beautiful meditation audio that people can download and listen to, or I'm going to give them a series, or I'm going to give them a video or a training thing or a template or a planning tool or a how to do this or a checklist or whatever. Okay, so no matter what the final outcome is, you have to make sure that it is a simple process to deliver it so that the email comes to you and the thing is, bam, delivered soon. Because people are impatient and they want what they want when they want it. It is typically your free offer is an impulse decision for them. You got to deliver right now. As soon as that person exchanges their email address with you, you have to have the system be able to deliver it. So make sure that aspect of simplicity is your final commitment. You know, what I have seen in the past is a little scary. Well, you have to sign up here, and then you have to confirm this, and then please make sure you add us to your list, and all of these pieces. Now, a lot of that has been how people get to work around that canned spam act, and I am not a fan of, you know, marketing to people who have not given you permission, so I suggest that you do this, but whatever that double opt-in option is with your particular email list and your particular list building system, you want to make sure that you deliver, boom, as soon as you can with the least amount of workarounds or the least amount of work from your client, because people will drop off in droves if they have to do too much. It's just too hard. They won't. And as a matter of fact, you know, if you look at anything, even online transactions and stuff, shopping cart abandonment, for instance, you get that far. You spend time looking on somebody's website and making all your selections and choices and everything's in your shopping cart. And if there's delays in the shopping cart or it's difficult, it's like 80%. Like, people get that far and then they change their mind. And how many of us have been in line at a store and we have our basket full of items that are impulse items, and we get up to the counter and we say, oh, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that. So think about it, and your free offer, you want to engineer it so that it is simple to deliver on, okay? Now, the next segment, I'm going to talk about the different types of things you might consider as your free offer, but remember that when you're planning this out, you also, in addition to your story, you want to make sure that you have those specific things, your core content in there somehow, of course your personality, and a call to action. Those are all going to be important. All right, in the next segment, we will talk about the different types of free offers that might be appealing to you and help you get you on your way, okay? So, all right, let's hear from our sponsors.
Well, thanks, Tina. I'm writing so much information here. What a great segment that Tina's sharing here on creating that irresistible free offer. And I want to say thank you to today's show sponsors, Biz M Solutions, and Daphne Clark Hudson, and the Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat. BizM Solutions, Janice Clark is our host for social media help, not hype, and you know she's here every month also. She and Sina are the perfect tag team that help our moms in business and mompreneurs and working at home moms build their businesses and make their small business look big. So you can visit Janet at bizmsolutions.com. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter. You can find her all over the internet and join her for social media help night. And Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, who is an award-winning TV and radio host. She is also a mentor and a speaker and a coach and just somebody who is there empowering people in their lifetime. And you can find her at DaphneClarkHudson.com. That's Clark with an E at the end, C-L-A-R-K-E, Hudson.com. And I encourage you to meet all of our mompreneur sponsors in our wordofmomradio.com website. You can click on our Mompreneur Marketplace and meet all of the women behind Word of Mom Radio. So we are going to get back to Tina Block, because she has some great information that she is sharing about creating that irresistible offer. So back to Tina.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the second part of our show. Today we're talking about free offers, and our first segment was all about what free offers are and the key aspects of them that will help differentiate you and help you increase your connection with your ideal client and the likelihood that they're going to actually exchange your email address for you. Now, just in case you're interested in what my free offer looks like, I want to invite you over to my download page, and you can get there by putting in the following into an open browser, bit.ly/sanityvideos. So it's bit.ly/sanityvideos. And you can see my free offer for mompreneurs in business who are in the startup phases of business, startups to early growth phases. It's pretty specific. I can tell you mine is probably a lot. It's a lot. So it doesn't have to be that giant or huge. Mine has videos and a downloadable and so forth. But it is the example of what I use. And I can tell you this, I think that the more clarity I got around my clients and the more compelling that my offer was, the better my list has become. In fact, people engage at a relatively high level on my list. I have about a 30 to 35% open rate right now, which to me means that people are happy to receive my information and open that email when they see it, which those are pretty good, from what I understand anyway, other business owners, those are pretty good open rates, pretty good standards. So, all right, so this part of the show, we are going to talk about the types of free offers that may be compelling to your very well-defined niche or demographic. you want to make sure that that when you think about this, all the aspects we talked about before, that this somehow delivers on your pillar content, your foundational content, and somehow put your expertise out there as a very clear next step to a call to action to get in touch with you of some kind, and that it's delivered in a simple format that will not be confusing and will not cause people to drop off. So those are all the pieces that you want to make sure that you have in your strategy before you start creating what your free offer might be. So I have several different examples of different kinds of compelling free offers, and I'm just going to go through them. It's quite a long list, but I think that it's important as you're considering your own free offer to think through these. So the typical option for a free offer that you'll see out there is the equivalent of like a checklist or a free report, something free and easy. People used to put out their white papers and so forth. But let's first look at the checklist. If your industry is one that creates some kind of order or gives some kind of step-by-step process or has a whole bunch of things that people need that lend themselves well to a checklist of some kind, maybe a seasonal checklist, or say you're a plumber and you have a free offer where you want to give like the home safety checklist or how to avoid your plumber coming or something like that, you could maybe offer a checklist to keep your plumbing healthy or something. Or if you're a travel agent, a great one might be the checklist for travel or international travel checklist or something like that. So a checklist is a very simple thing that would help whatever your client is, your ideal client, with a current challenge, a current pain point, and is compelling enough that they would say yes to. Okay, the next one that I would consider as a free offer is something like a free report. Now, this is really good for content-heavy technicians and experts. Maybe you are a maybe a healthcare provider or an acupuncturist or somebody who works with others, and your part of what you do is educate them in some way. You educate them in your expertise. So I have a client who is an acupuncturist and one who's a massage therapist. So they might have a free report about how acupuncture addresses certain health and wellness things like blood pressure or insomnia or weight management or digestive issues or IBS or anxiety. So they may have a free report about the top 10 things that acupuncture can help you with or something like that. So that would be a great free report download that people would come to your website and say, wow, that sounds pretty interesting. And then you would take, of course, the most important things about educating those people, and that will be part of your pillar content too. Okay. An ebook is really something maybe like if you've given a teleseminar and you want to transcribe it and create a book. I have an ebook that is called Time to Toss It, where it's all the things that when things go bad, like expiration dates on a whole bunch of things. So it's colorful and it's pretty, and I have a lot of different images in there of household products and medications and going through your medicine cabinet and, you know, room by room. And then I also have paper. As when I first started my business, and this is true with business owners now as a coach, people don't know how long to keep things, so they keep things far too long. So that ebook it's about, 20 or 30 pages, and it's downloadable instantly, and people can go through it and use it. Another free offer opportunity is something maybe like an e-course, and this is what I offer now. It's like a video series, a blend of an electronic video series, where the first video contains also a download and a workbook that I invite people to work through as the videos are delivered daily. Now, as my systems have expanded and become a little bit more, with a little more finesse, I have it on an autoresponder so that if people consume each piece, they get the next one delivered. It doesn't just blindly deliver blah, blah, blah into their email box. But, you know, you can do however you want. Typically, an e-course would, the sweet spot is 3 to 5. You want something, if it's going to be a long-term thing, you don't want it to be too long-term. So you want to have maybe 3 to 5 pieces that are going to be delivered within a week. So the idea is that people will continue to consume it about 3 to 5 times, and then they're gonna drop off as it goes along. Most people will drop off. Okay, another one that you might consider doing is an audio recording. For instance, if you are a person who enjoys podcasts and radio shows like this, you might really do well with audio recordings. And if you have an audio recording and you love to talk, it's very simple to create an MP3 audio format. You can get a free recording studio, download shareware, or you can set up your own conference line and do a recording. Or if you have a Mac, you can record right on your desktop and you can deliver whatever you need. So audio recordings are great for things that go along, you know, anything that is storytelling in nature. It's also very good for people on the go. A lot of people will download audio recordings or a series of audio recordings. That's what makes podcasts so popular. So potentially, if you like that delivery system, you might create a series and do a little taste of it, maybe offer it for your free offer, a couple of different audios, and then invite them to join the podcast or take that next step in your third audio. Okay, next one is a video series, and that is, if you're a natural on camera, which so many people are these days, you might just want to do something on video that gives you the opportunity to teach some of your core content. People will be they will feel like they're meeting you because video is so compelling for most people. And the neat thing about video series is that you can also not only put it on your free offer, but you can put pieces of it up on YouTube and load it up with your keywords and your demographics and then make YouTube one of your drivers to your list as well. That's what I've done with my free offer. I have the series of videos, and I put a couple of them as open items on YouTube, and people can find them by searching on YouTube and then come in and if they want more, they can sign up for my free offer and then get the whole piece, the whole thing. So a video series is something. And again, you want to make sure that people can instantly download what you have to offer, so keep that in mind. I feel like mine's a little bit too expensive right now, but, you know, 3 to 5 is great. And even if they're a little bit longer, if you have the right people in the room, so to speak, they'll be happy to watch the video because you're giving them information that they're desiring to help them move forward. Okay, a lot of people you'll see will create, give me your email and I'll send you a CD or a DVD. This tends to be a higher cost to do this. However, I can tell you that two of my coaches do this, and the very first coach I worked with, I had her CD. I got her free offer, and I had her CD sitting on my desk. This is embarrassing, but for 4 years before I actually hired her. And is that crazy? But I had the CD here, and it was here on my desk haunting me this entire time for 4 years as I was struggling and struggling and struggling with my business. And I finally was like, okay, let me just do this. And there's a CD. So having that actual thing that I could stick in my computer and actually watch and listen to was, you know, it took a long time for me to engage, and not everybody is like that. But potentially, if you have a budget or you want to really, if you're really committed to your content and you really know what you are delivering and it's not going to change very much, that might be an opportunity for you to consider. Okay. Another thing as a freebie that you could offer is some type of an assessment, which is, you know, a survey, or it may be a great opportunity for you to show your prospects the gap between where they are now and where they want to be by the use of an assessment tool. Now, you can also do anything with your assessment tool, but if you have kind of this before and after thing that happens for your ideal clients, an assessment might be worthwhile. Either they can download it, or potentially you could send them to something like SurveyMonkey, or, as I do, I have a separate system called ProProfs, and I have the tests pulled into my website, so I have them in there. So if people want to do a self-test on how they're doing with their systems and so forth, they can go on my site and they can get into an assessment tool which spits out a response to them, and then we take that inquiry, and that person then gets on my list. So that's another way to do it as well. You could use some type of template, script, worksheet, some kind of tool, anything that you can put into a functional thing that allows people to work through whatever their pain is and spit it out on the other side. That's a great list builder. So use that. You can also, with templates and tools, if you align these, with any of these things, if you align them with your expertise and you're out at an event, or maybe you've been asked to speak at a luncheon or a breakfast or give some kind of keynote, keep always in mind that you want to be selling from the front of the room to the people in the room. And most often when you speak, they won't let you make a sales pitch, in quotes I say. But what they might do is they might allow you to gather emails, and it's much more compelling for people to give you their email if they know they're going to get something in return. So templates and tools, and you can talk about that in your speech or in your signature presentation or in your keynotes, and then you can say, hey, if anybody wants one of these, be sure to put your email on this list, and I'll add it, and I'll send it to your email, and you can also get my tips, you know, my monthly tips or my weekly tips, depending on when you're sending out your newsletter. Okay, another thing that I've seen a lot of my clients use is some kind of resource list, a vendor list, a supplier list. I have a few people a few clients who are in the organizing industry, and they've come up with local resources for people and clutter. So they may have a list of 50 resources that they use, including junk haulers and consignment shops and antique dealers and all kinds of things that are directly related to their area of expertise. And again, the gap between their potential prospects and when they're showing up in their situation of pain. Okay, you may want to offer a discount or a coupon. Now, this is a little funky, but you know, maybe you'll offer them a coupon in exchange for their email and seasonal discounts or something like that, and then they will give you their email and you'll get them on your list, and then they get this coupon. So potentially that's an opportunity. For instance, I have my assessment tool, my time and space style inventory. When I speak at certain events with coaches and organizers and educators who want to help people manage their time better and organize their space better, I give a promo code out for my assessment tool, the Time and Space Style Inventory, and anybody who uses that promo code then gets put on my list as well. So that's really helpful for me because I can continue to, I tag them so I know who they are and why they came to me, but I can continue to market to them and say, hey, we're doing this now, or here's some interesting information on Pinterest, or if you're interested in taking that next step as an affiliate, this is for you. So you can use a discount or coupon. Some people who are in the healing or spiritual space with their business practice may want to do some kind of manifesto. I mean, there's a really popular one out there that was really wonderful that Danielle Laporte did, and it was like, it was just a really positive spin. And I remember when I was first launching my business, I would watch that thing almost every morning. And it was about her declaration of intentions and motives and views about stepping out and playing a bigger game and telling your truth and living your purpose. So if you are a person who lives in that space and who heals in that space and works in that space, potentially a manifesto that represents your special interest group or your particular niche is a great free offer and will really resonate for people who are coming to visit. And then the final thing that I've seen done pretty well is some type of contest. a list building challenge I've seen a lot, or a healthy eating challenge, or a meditation challenge, or a get organized challenge, or whatever. All of those kinds of contests are great. Remember with a contest, if you're going to do something like that, that you want a limited time period. So you have to think it through and think of this less as a, although it would be a free offer because it would be a list generator, it's more like a launch of something that is a list building launch. And that's a distinction between a free offer. Now, I also want to say that in all of these examples that I've given you, and I have, as my business has grown, used many, many different free offers. I have templates. I have a savvy student saving template. I have planning templates, a Sunday Sanity Summit template. I have my video series. I have an audio series. I have my ebook. I have my contests. I have my promo codes. I use a huge amount of different opportunities here because I'm way further down the pipeline with these, and I've had lots of engagements with lots of different people who have asked me to participate. But once you get to this level, it's really what will compel you into that next space of being a really great joint venture partner or an interviewee. If you're being invited to a podcast or something, you want to make sure that before you say yes to all of these opportunities that will show up for you, that you have a pipeline that you can send people into, a marketing funnel. And if you are missing if you don't know what that is, I really invite you to go back to my last show where we talked about a sales funnel, marketing funnel, and really listen through that. Because these all work together. I think by now, if you've been listening to me, we've got more than 50 shows under our belts here. So you'll hear me talk about this all the time. Critical things. Who's your ideal client? What's your niche? What's your free offer? What's your sales funnel? And it all works together. Again, this is one of the reasons that I always say, if you are stuck or hung or you're not making the kind of money that you wanted to make in your business, likely you have a leaky system, a leaky sales system, and a leaky funnel, and things are not working well for you. So as people are coming into your fold, people are not taking that next step because you're not being clear about what you want them to do. And maybe you don't have a system set up, and maybe you're just overwhelmed. Whatever it is, this is a great time for you to work with a coach. And that's what I do. This is how I help. And if you are ready to have a conversation about what working with a coach is like and the kind of results that you can get from working with a coach, I invite you over to sanespaces.com, click on the contact page, and sign up for a complimentary conversation, which I call a discovery call, where we talk about your business. And we get very clear on what you want to accomplish that you are not able to accomplish right now in business. That is my very crystal clear call to action. As of course, I'm always trying to model the behavior that I preach about and talk about. And so I've taken a long time to set these systems up to make life easier for me and easier for you. So if you are in that space, I invite you over to sanespaces.com. Now, if you want to take a look at my free offer, again, put in the code bit.ly/bitvideos, and you'll see my sign-up page. And if you want to sign up to take advantage of the free offer, go right ahead and do it, and you can take a look at what I have, my downloadable book and videos. And this whole episode is all about you and your clients and getting your business to work for you in the time that you want to devote to work so that you can live a life you love and get out of the middle of everything you're doing in your business. If I can be of help, you can find me at sanespaces.com. I want to thank Dory for this awesome Word of Mom radio channel. I want to thank our sponsors so much, and I will be signing off until our next show. And Dory, I'm going to give it to you. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Sina. And, you know, I hope you guys have taken a lot of notes because there is definitely so much to learn. And you know what? Sina had sent me what her next show was going to be. And for those of you who tune into her show regularly, know that I'll usually put her on the spot. And so I have to laugh that she sent it over to me, and now I'm putting myself on the spot because I didn't have it pulled up, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. So I just have to laugh on my own because she's got a great show coming up next month. And you know what? I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out what it is. Thursday, we are starting our holiday showcase kickoff on the Mompreneur Model Show with a great, great company called Live and Love Creations. And I cannot wait to share the amazing things that Jenny creates. Jenny Nadlick is a mom who has a passion for sewing and creates one-of-a-kind designs that she can custom make for you in time for the holidays. So that's what will be going on Thursday. We have lots of wonderful things happening here on Word of Mom Radio. So for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. We will see you on our next show. And until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.